So later on, I'll be talking a little bit more about SCI and some of the other things we do. But just give you a quick overview. SCI was started in 1981 out of a youth basketball camp. Tony Hobson Sr. started it with the idea that sports without education is a long shot. Right, a lot of his peers were, you know, thinking the only way I can be successful in life is if I go and play basketball. That's my only lane. And he saw so many people, specifically kids, fall by the wayside trying to live out that dream, knowing that, you know, you have a better chance of winning that lottery, right, than going to the NBA. It's just not realistic. And one of the best conversations I ever had, I was with Tony when I was in the program. You know, he looked at me and, you know, I want to be a basketball player. He said, well, you're, at this point, 5'7". you're a sophomore. Your mom is 5'2". So you probably need to look at some other options. And, so for me, that was a great wake-up call. We moved on and became a full-service agency in around 94, 95. Currently, we serve 1,000 students in the Portland area. And the best way to describe what we do, we're like counselor deluxe. We're in that school every day. We're at Benson, Jefferson, Grant, several elementary schools throughout the Portland area. And they are counselors. They are there when things are rough for that student. And we try to look at the student as a complete person. So, you know, when school is out, we're still serving those students. We set ISP goals, individual success plans, to make sure that a student has an academic goal, a personal goal, a social goal, and wrap that student around with the love. And just to be honest, a lot of our students don't have the family. They don't have the support systems that a lot of us take for granted. And I'll just share one quick story. When I was when I first became a coordinator, probably was about second or third year in Grant High School, Generals, for the record. My wife graduated as well from there. My mom graduated from Grant, so we are part of this community. And so I was lucky enough to have Grant as my first placement. I met this kid, and his name is not his real name, but his name is Woozy, right? And you know, everybody told me, you know, Woozy's an interesting guy. And I sat down with Woozy and I realized right away he was an incredible leader. Right, just, you know, just a guy that bopped around, and, you know, kind of people were always looking at him, you know. So we had our first session, so I pulled his grades, and now it was, you know, 0 point something, right, it was 0.9, and so, you know, we start talking, we start setting goals, and, you know, by the end of the quarter, you know, let's get this zero up to, 1.8, let's, you know, baby steps. Right, and so Woozy and I became really, really close, and you know, talking every day. And you know, once I figured it out, what was going on with him? Well, Woozy's never knew his father ever. His mom was addicted to drugs, and I found that out because I was at home and I get a call about 10:30 p.m. And you know, he's crying, it's raining, he's like, you know, Delaney, I don't have anywhere to go. Can I come over? And I was like, man, sure. And he slept on my couch, and, you know, it looked like the best sleep he'd had in a long, long time. So, you know, that was me over time getting to know some of his needs. And so at the end of that quarter, I went to go pull the grades, and Woozy had moved his GPA up to a 3.2 in one quarter. And now, I like to think I'm really, really good, but that could, right? And so, you know, years later, we were sitting there talking, and I said, Woozy, do you remember the jump that you made? You know, what happened? What was that about? He said, honestly, I knew you'd be looking. I knew that you would come and check on me. I knew that you'd be there, and I didn't want to disappoint you. And for me, you know, I think people talk a lot about these different, you know, programs and these different systems and all these other different kind of programs that are new and up and coming. But at the end of the day, it's showing up. And, you know, I've always, you know, put that in the back of my mind for the longest time, that 90% of this is just showing up. You don't have to be the best at it. You don't have to, you know, have a triple doctorate master's to show kids that you care and that you love them. And so I'll give you the kind of how this is. Woozy today is a married father of three. He got his HVAC license. He was making more money than me a long way back then. But now he's in the process of starting his own company and running it himself. And so he's doing very similar work to what I was doing back then. And he's just one of our great success stories. And so SEI has been doing this for a long time. There's 1,000 Woozies out there. And we just appreciate being able to serve in this community that we love. So thank you, guys. And I'll come back with more of these.